We've got Mike on the air.
Hi, Paul. This is Mike.
You called.
Yep, I called, as I promised.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
So Mike, just I want to let everybody know out there, because I like people to know on the front side, Mike is a patient of mine. And Mike, how did you first come to hear about nutrition response testing, hear about me?
Through my wife. She had been suffering lots of problems, and she hooked up with you, and I saw the changes in her, so I decided to go in and sit through one of your seminars.
That's right. I remember that. She actually heard me. Do you remember how she heard about me?
I believe she may have heard about you on the radio, too.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. So I remember that. So you came and you came to one of my seminars, and I remember the first time I met you. It's a wonderful story, not to embarrass you in any way. So don't take it that way. I know you won't. But I remember you coming and you said something to me directly, and this was before you actually signed up to get an evaluation. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I've never met a donut I never liked.
I just loved it. I use it. I'd never heard that before. And so what were you suffering from that caused you to reach out?
I had lots of sinus problems.
Sinus problems.
Feet problems. You know, my feet would sweat a lot, but mostly, you know, lots of sinus, bloody noses, allergies.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so had you tried other methods, to handle those concerns? I mean, like, you know, pharmaceuticals or other vitamin supplements, chiropractic, whatever?
Yeah, I took, like, you know, a Sudafed type of thing, antihistamine to see if I could just control the nose.
Right. But that didn't do much for the other symptoms,
No.
Nosebleeds or the feet or the...
No, actually, they kind of actually dried my nose out and contributed more to it.
Contributed more to the bloody noses.
I think so.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you came, you signed up, and you came and you got the evaluation. Was it painful?
No, not a bit. Unorthodox.
Unorthodox. Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's tough for I would say, like, a rational mind to wrap up.
So what you're saying is you're completely insane, and so am I, which is great.
It might be.
Oh, that's great. I'd never heard anybody put it that way. At least with respect to your experience, you know, when we're talking rational, I mean, and then when I explained, when I demonstrated the testing, did it seem a little more rational to you?
Right. It does. You know, it makes total sense once you sit down and actually think about it.
Right. Right. So, okay, so you got the evaluation, the muscle testing evaluation, and I put together a nutritional healing program, making various recommendations, including some dietary changes.
Yes.
And what results so far?
I've had maybe one bloody nose.
And that's in how long?
September, mid-September.
Wow. And there were quite a few before that. I mean, we didn't.
Oh, I was having three or four a day.
Oh my goodness!
So
I actually didn't realize that, Mike.
And my feet, no problems with them. You know, I haven't had the fungus or whatever growing. You know, my feet used to sweat a lot.
Uh huh.
And I haven't had that issue with them since.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I've lost 25 pounds.
Oh, but wait a minute! That's a side effect, which we.
Yeah, when you take away all the stuff that's not good for you, it's amazing how quick the weight drops off.
Including one or those two donuts.
Yes.
One or two of those, right?
That was one of the tough things. I was a sugar fiend.
Yeah, I was going to say what was the most challenging part of the program for you? And be really open about this, because I like people to, you know, to hear other people's experience. I mean, I know it was challenging to me. So what was the most challenging part for you?
Well, I always liked. Well, junk food, but, you know, I loved popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Uh-huh.
I loved sugars or a bag of chips, with, you know, M&Ms with lunch. And having to cut all those out was kind of a challenge because that craving was still there.
And how long did it take for the craving to disappear? Because it did, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, in fact, it, depending on where you're at, you know, during the holidays, that craving popped right back up. But it was, you know, I was able to stay away from them. But it took, you know, probably a good month.
It took about a month.
Yeah.
But I mean, you actually experienced less cravings, right? I mean, like the compulsion to consume that. I mean, was that a little surprising?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's been part of my life for 50 years, and, you know, and then all of a sudden to say, well, you know, I don't need that piece of chocolate cake. And, you know, the challenges, you know, the bigger challenges are when you go out. You know, I travel a lot, and to find foods that you can eat that aren't laced with all the sugars and preservatives and aren't coated with some sort of spices or grains or flour. I mean, it's tough
out there.
Control the diet.
Yeah, and it's no. So now you understand a little more why people are so sick, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Because it's so hard to get proper nutrition.
Yeah, if you're looking more for organic, you can forget about going to buffets.
Right. But did you? I mean, were you provided with enough support? You know, through this transition process.
Yeah. Well, my wife was very supportive. Since she had been on the program for, you know, 2 or 3 months ahead of me, it was real nice to turn to her and just say, can I have this? And she would just give me a dirty look and say no.
And I will alert all of you gentlemen out there that, you know, usually it is, although not always, but usually it is, you know, the other in your life. Who will get you on on a path to wellness, and what about you know help with respect to the office, to what we're providing you? I mean, was there enough support there with respect to, for example, the travel, you know, how to do it?
Oh yeah, you know, there's lots of hints, like, you know, maybe take, you know, if I'm traveling by car, I could, you know, throw in an extra case of, you know, pack my own fresh veggies, take an ice chest with me, you know, hard-boiled eggs, things that I can do while I'm in the room, just, you know, to prevent from having to go out and search for something that I can't eat.
I mean, did that take a huge amount of effort on your part to make those changes? I mean, it was more, right, did it, or?
No, that was pretty easy, you know, as long as it's, you know, car travel, but, you know, once you go by air, you're limited to what they'll let you.
Right.
Throw in your carry-ons or anything else.
And we talked about that, too.
Right.
We talked about, you know, a strategy to handle that as well. I mean, I guess the point is that really what it takes, I mean, would you agree with this? Really what it takes is more awareness.
Yeah. Once you're aware of what you can and can't do, you just have to adapt your lifestyle to fit that. You know, and with, you know, we've had lots of people come up to me over the past few weeks while we've been at parties and go, wow, are you ill? Because, you know, I've lost so much weight, you know, and they haven't seen me for a couple of months. And,
are you ill? I mean, did you?
No, I actually feel pretty good. You know, and they're saying, well, geez, quit losing weight, you know.
Right. Yeah, I tell you, I've even got some patients who would like to hear that, you know.
Yeah, it's been tremendous. I'm back down to where I was 30 years ago when I got married, just about.
And feeling?
Feeling great.
Yeah, considerably better than you have since.
I don't have to take the afternoon naps that I used to have. You know, usually right after lunch, I would have a real tough time sitting at a computer. I would just almost crash and burn.
Right, and so actually, you know, far from illness, it sounds like.
No, oh, no, I've got more energy now than I've had in quite a long time.
Oh, that's fabulous. So what are the biggest, what's the biggest surprises or surprise since you began your nutritional transformation? I mean, what surprises you the most?
Oh, it'd definitely be the weight loss. You know, I wasn't expecting to lose 25 pounds. You know, I was hoping for maybe 10. I didn't realize that there was that much extra body fat that was sitting there just waiting to disappear on me.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of it starts out as water, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of water. That's the first thing you lose first. And not everybody loses so much so rapidly, but, you know, your body was clearly ready and waiting for you to kind of wake up and do the right thing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. One other effect that I've noticed is I sleep better now.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's a huge, that's huge.
I think that's part of why I don't need the afternoon naps anymore, is I used to sleep for maybe 2 hours uninterrupted. Then I would wake up and toss and turn every 15 to 20 minutes for the rest of the night.
Wow.
And now, you know, I'm up to, you know, maybe 4 hours of good sleep. And then if I do wake up and roll over, I'm back to sleep.
You're back to sleep again. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And of course, sleep is at the core of any, you know, any healing of the body. I mean, any regeneration that the body, you know, needs to get done, you know, takes place primarily, you know, in sleep. And so if you're struggling with that, I mean, gosh.
That's again why the energy level is up, is my body's resting now during the night rather than...
Right, right, exactly. So are your efforts proving worthwhile toward achieving the results you had hoped for?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's been well worth it.
And I mean, do you see yourself at this stage, you know, you see somebody, a friend or a colleague, and I think we've talked about this, who you can obviously see is struggling?
Oh, yeah, I've met up with a couple people and told them that, you know, they're definitely way overweight. They complain about being overweight, yet, you know, everything they try, they give up on real quick.
Right, because they're not getting the results. They don't.
Right.
It's the individualized nutritional approach.
Right. Right. They're trying these other weight loss programs, and their body's starving for something. They don't know what it is, so they just go off of it.
Yeah, hit and miss.
Yeah.
Just hit and miss. So, with regard to your own, you know, power, I mean, do you feel more empowered, you know, regarding the quality of your life, let's say?
Oh, quality-wise, yeah. You know, I don't have to turn to the wife every time I go out to eat anymore. I can pretty much decide what I can and can't do, and if I do want to relapse a little, it's...
You know it.
Yep, and my body reacts to it.
And so, that's kind of cool, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, if I get into something that I didn't realize had the sugars in, I feel it real quick right in my sinuses.
So you said others have noticed changes in you. It sounds like a few have decided that, you know, you because of the weight loss you were ill. But have others noticed other changes in you?
Yeah, I actually had one lady at work come in and say, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but your skin looks healthier.
Yeah. Oh, and the side effects is the skin is better too.
That's it. I've lost weight and the skin's firmed up. I've, you know, lost most of my turkey waddle under my throat. And,
wow.
So my skin is actually toned up a little bit.
So in actuality, at your age, which is our age, things are getting better rather than worse. I mean, that's kind of flies in the face of what most people kind of expect, right?
Yeah. I feel better and healthier now than I have for over the past 10 years.
Wow. Wow. So what would you recommend to anyone, you know, anyone else you cared about, a friend, a family member, or someone you work with? What would you recommend to them if they were talking about their health?
I would recommend, you know, it doesn't hurt to come in and just be evaluated. Go in with an open mind. You know, take a chance. I mean, there's nothing to be lost by doing so.
And everything to be gained, it sounds like, from your experience.
Oh, yeah.
And my own. I mean, as a matter of, you know, we're doing, I think that's one thing you probably noticed at the office, is everybody at the office walks the talk.
Yep, they do. Everybody's on the program or has been on the program and participates in the program. And
right.
They're all positive, friendly, outgoing, energetic.
Cool. All right. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time.
No, you're welcome, Paul.
I really, really appreciate it. I know I asked you several times, and I do that, and you know I do that because, for me, I mean, my passion, my purpose is to help people avoid unnecessary prescription medications and surgeries. And we know how effective this can be. I mean, you and me know, right?
Correct.
And so, you know, I know that someone else out there is listening. You know, and when I talk about it, I mean, he goes, oh, yeah, that guy's kind of enthusiastic and, you know, he's got this to gain and that to gain. But, you know, when others share their experience, it just I hope that it impresses upon people to, you know, stop waiting, stop procrastinating, you know, get out there. And the bottom line is, if I can't help you after the evaluation, I will let you know, right? Remember I told you that?
Yes, you did.
If I can't help, I'll let you know. But if I can, nothing will help you as much. True?
That's it. And a lot of it is we have to help ourselves.
Precisely. And that's one of the big lessons.
Yeah.
But you need the support, and that's what we've got.
That's
Mike,
it.
Thanks again so much for calling. Have a great rest of the New Year weekend, and say hi to Misty for me.
Will do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you're welcome.